Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, which means that today is the last day, the last Sunday in Epiphany, the Transfiguration. So today we remember the Lord taking three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to the top of a high mountain and showing them a glimpse of his divine glory. It's an astonishing sight, the ultimate mountaintop experience. Now, we still tend to picture our lives in the same way, as a combination of peaks and valleys. We have the mountaintop experiences, those moments when our life is at its peak. It might be a peak moment in our life, the pinnacle of success perhaps, or might be just a great vacation with the family, or maybe a peak spiritual experience, maybe a conference or a youth gathering or a worship service where we really felt the presence of the Lord. And those are great, wonderful experiences. Those are awesome experiences to have and really good to have. But a lot of life is full of low points, the valleys of life, the times when we return to the regular 9-to-5 grind of work week or the school week, the times when we experience problems, difficulties, challenges, the times when we just feel tired and worn out, the times when we experience pain, suffering, grief, or rejection. It doesn't seem fair. There seem to be, in this life, way more valleys than there are peaks, and that's not your imagination. That's the way it works. There are way more challenges and difficulties than there are mountaintop experiences in this life. But both the peaks and the valleys are used by the Lord for his own good purposes. Let's turn to our gospel lesson and see what we can learn about mountaintops and valleys in our own life. So let's start with number one, the mountaintops. Mark 9:2-3 says, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. So Mark tells us that 6 days after Peter made his great confession of faith, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up a high mountain. And as Jesus is praying, Jesus and his clothes become radiant, intensely white. Luke says that Jesus became as bright as a flash of light. Jesus shines with his glory and power, his divine glory and power. Not his full glory and power, that would incinerate them. Just a slight glimpse of his glory and majesty. Jesus shows himself to be God of God, light of light, very God of very God. But that's just the beginning of the miracles that happen up there on that mountain. Soon they have company. Jesus is joined by two of the greatest prophets of all time, Moses and Elijah. When it comes to the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah are a couple of first ballot Hall of Famers. And these two great men begin talking with Jesus. But then comes an even greater shock, the voice of God the Father speaking from a cloud. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. What an amazing mountaintop experience. God the Father, God the Son displaying his glory, Moses, Elijah, all together with these three fishermen from Galilee. What an incredible mountaintop experience. But then, suddenly, just as suddenly as it began, it's over. The glory fades. Moses and Elijah are gone. And the Father is no longer speaking. It's all over. It's a memory. And then they head back down the mountain, back to the valley. And Jesus tells them, don't tell anyone about this. You know, it's an important fact to remember. In this life, mountaintop experiences are always temporary. In a perfect world, life would be a series of mountaintop experiences. We would go from mountaintop to mountaintop, peak experience after peak experience. But that is not the world we live in. We live in a world that's been corrupted by sin, poisoned by sin. Sin corrupts and spoils everything. And so instead of all these mountaintop experiences, we spend a lot of time in the valleys, in the mundane, the humdrum, sometimes painful valleys of life. That doesn't surprise us. That's what happens all throughout the Bible, doesn't it? Moses had a mountaintop experience on Mount Sinai. He received the Ten Commandments written by the very hand of God, but what happens when he comes back down the mountain? Well, when he comes back down the mountain, he finds the Israelites worshiping a golden calf. Welcome back to the real world, Moses. Welcome back to the valley. Elijah had a mountaintop experience on Mount Carmel in his showdown with the prophets of Baal. When God answered his prayers with fire and the prophets of Baal were defeated. But when Elijah came down off of Mount Carmel, he soon learned that King Ahab and his wife Jezebel wanted to kill him. And Elijah fell into a deep depression. Welcome back to the real world, Elijah. Welcome back to the valley. And now the disciples come down off the mountain, where they saw the Lord Jesus in his glory. But now they would see Jesus hated and hunted down by the religious and political leaders of their nation. Soon they would see the Lord beaten, scourged, eventually crucified on a cross. Welcome back to the real world, disciples. Welcome back to the valley. But there's a reason why all of us, after mountaintop experiences, need to come back to the valley. A very important reason. So let's talk about the valleys. Number two, the valleys. Peter does not want to leave the mountaintop. Mark 9:5-6. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Peter doesn't want to come down. He wants to stay in the glory. This is great. It's just me and James and John with the Lord and Moses and Elijah. Let's stay here forever. Let's build tents, tabernacles for everyone, so that we can all stay here forever together. We never have to come down off the mountain. Of course, he didn't know what he was saying. He was terrified and overwhelmed, but we get the idea. This is where he wants to stay. But the glory fades. Moses and Elijah depart, and soon it's time to go back to the valley, back to the real world, back to the 9-to-5 grind. But they don't go alone. Jesus goes with them. And that's what Jesus promises us. In this world, we will go through valleys, many valleys, but we will never go through the valleys alone. He's always with us, even to the end of the age, even in the valleys. No, especially in the valleys of life. "Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they cover me." Psalm 23:4. It's great that the Lord goes with us, but why do we have to go to the valley at all? I mean, why can't we just do what Peter suggested, just stay up on the mountain with the Lord? Well, and here's the important reason why we can't stay up on the mountain, because the valleys are where the people live. Valleys are where the people live. What does Jesus love the most? Jesus loves people the most. And the people don't live on the mountaintops. People are living in the valleys of life. He goes to the people, and following him, that's where we go to. We go to the valley. We go to where the people are. It's in the valley that we find people who need help. People are hurting. People need help and healing. And Jesus goes down from the mountain to bring his healing touch and help those in need. And as followers of Jesus, that's what we do too. We go to the places where people are hurting, places where they're struggling, and offer to help the best that we can. It's in the valleys that we find people who need grace. It's in the valleys that we find sinners, sinners just like us, who need the grace and forgiveness that only Jesus Christ can bring. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, sinners like you and me. And we all need the forgiveness that Jesus offers. There's still more who need to hear about God's plan of salvation. There's still more who need to hear about the forgiveness of sins that is offered to us in Christ Jesus. And we can proclaim that good news and share that forgiveness with each other. Forgive one another just as in fact God forgave you. It's in the valleys that we find people who need help. It's in the valleys that we find people who need forgiveness. And it's in the valley that we find people who need hope. People here in the valley are living in sorrow and grief and hopelessness. They are living in the constant valley of the shadow of death. And what they need is hope. The hope that only Jesus can bring. The hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The hope of going home to be with Jesus forever in heaven. You know, we live most of our life here on earth in the valley, but most of our life isn't going to be lived on earth. God created us for eternity, and God created us to live on the mountaintop, the ultimate mountaintop, heaven itself. And that's number three. The ultimate mountaintop is heaven. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Mark 9, verse 9. As they're coming down from the mountain, Jesus points them to an even greater mountaintop experience that they will soon see happen, his own resurrection. Jesus will enter the valley of the shadow of death. He will go alone, and he will suffer at the hands of sinful man. He will be mocked, spit upon, whipped, beaten, and crucified. And on the cross, he will be totally alone as he suffers the agonies of hell for our sake. My God, why have you forsaken me? But the valley of the cross leads to a greater mountaintop experience, the joy of the resurrection. Jesus will rise again, and death will be swallowed up in victory. As Isaiah the prophet predicted in Isaiah 25, he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sin? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of Christ's victory, one day we will leave this planet and go to be with him in the ultimate mountaintop experience, heaven itself. In heaven, we will see all the saints face to face. We'll see Moses, we'll see Elijah, we'll see Peter, we'll see James, we'll see John. But more importantly, we will see the Lord himself face to face. And that is a joy that nothing here on earth can prepare us for. That will be the ultimate mountaintop experience, and that mountaintop experience will never fade. In heaven, there will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, and no more valleys to go through. Instead, there will only be the peace, the love, and the joy of being with the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Now by the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.